How do you approach the premenopausal patient with an ER-positive tumor in a non-protocol setting?
We are putting those patients in protocol, and usually the patients adhere to our protocol.
Suppose they're not eligible for a study.
When they are not eligible, we are not doing preoperative endocrine treatment. We are putting those patients, of course, in preoperative chemotherapy trials when it is suitable, when, for example, the tumor is 3 centimeters in diameter. When it is a T1 lesion, 1.5, PT1C without nodes, positive estrogen and or progesterone receptor, we give them goserelin and tamoxifen.
What about chemotherapy?
We are not using chemotherapy in those patients. In my mind, it's no indication.
Even in a higher risk patient with multiple positive nodes?
Well, when the patient is, for example, younger than 35 and has, let's say, 5 positive nodes and the HER2 overexpression, we are using epirubicin, taxotere, and usually give, when the patient has really a poor prognosis and is young, we are giving, although we are not allowed to do that, Herceptin outside a clinical trial.